I just noticed that I had turned this off instead of pausing it, and so the last 5 minutes of my podcast have been to the wind. I don't know that I think I was just coming to the mountain again, and in the time between the first time that I saw the mountain through the poplars and getting to this point where I could see the whole mountain unobstructed by wires, that unfortunately a cloud had descended over it, so again it's decided not to be photogenic. I'm now standing on a bridge, and you can probably hear the rivulet. It's the sort of bridge I imagine Pooh and Piglet playing sticks on when they were getting sticks to flow under the bridge and looking at when they came out the other side. But I haven't got Piglet with me, so I won't be playing them today. And maybe the Qigong will be enough playtime for me. I'm a bit unsure about which bridge to come over. The walk along the rivulet is so very much nicer than the walk along the road, which is the next bit, that I like to leave it as late as possible. But on the other hand, I do want to go to the shop and to buy some tea. So I'm going to cross at this point and just say farewell to this lovely spot. When I paused and turned it off by mistake, I was taking a picture of a duck. I don't think it was really worth taking, but the duck, I noticed the duck and then realised that it had been noticing me for a very much longer time. And I just wanted to snap it, but it's not going to be a good photograph. And so now I am walking up the hill, and it's a bit more built up here, so I'm being a bit quieter. Have I already said that it's my sabbatical next week? Really, this is a bit of a hiccupy sort of a podcast, because I don't know what I've already said. I'm looking forward to my sabbatical next week. It's not really a sabbatical so much as an unplugged week, so no internet. And I am actually going to go away for 2 days. I'm going up to see my grandchild, and so I will have a little time, a little time out of my burrow, which is probably a very good thing. And I am leaning on a gate, looking at a wattle tree that's about to come into bloom. I think I'm going to have to listen back to this podcast and see whether I really need to start again. I'd like to keep a bit of it because it's really nice having you on this walk with me as I go to Qigong. If this is the real podcast, if I'm sending this to you, I do hope that you have a really good week, that you can be very much engaged with what you're doing, and that you, well, maybe you would like to be offline as well. It does make a lovely difference, although it takes some getting used to, but one of the things that it does is bring a sense of timelessness. So if you're feeling as if time is passing too quickly, then maybe it is time to unplug. thank you very, very much for listening today. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday week.